Welcome to the PVN College Podcast, where our goal is to grow students in the love and knowledge of Jesus Christ. In today's episode, we're going to interview a college grad who's about to hike the Appalachian Trail. Our guest today is Rance Brown. Rance graduated from North Georgia with a bachelor's in interdisciplinary studies. He has a master's degree in business administration from Berry College, where he now serves as the tree crew supervisor for the moment. Rance, welcome to the podcast, man.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Dude, it's good. It's good to have you, man. It's good to have a an explorer. You're definitely the first explorer that we've ever had on our on our podcast. All right, interdisciplinary studies is not what we're talking about today, but I think when I was in back in my day, it was called general studies, and you got to basically pick three minors. And that was what you majored. Is that what interdisciplinary studies is?
It's the same thing. Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's, what were your three? Totally just curious.
Oh man. It was humanities.
Okay.
And a lot of communications.
Yeah.
And journalism.
Yeah. Cool.
And I think social sciences.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. Cool, man.
It's been a minute, but
are you getting ready to write a book? Is that what you're telling us? Is that about the AP or the A? See, I just did it. I just called it the AP. I've been so. Correct everyone who's listening. If you're hiking the Appalachian Trail, it's not the AP, right?
Right.
What is it actually?
The AT.
It's the AT. All right, which makes perfect sense, but like AP, short for Appalachian, does that...
I can see it, yeah.
I think so too. Feel like it could work, but so for the listeners, just it's interchangeable. Just for today, it's interchangeable.
That works for me.
Okay, I know if any hiking enthusiasts get angry at us, we'll forward them to you and let you handle the business. So you are, now let me say it, and then you tell me where I'm wrong or if I'm right. Your plan is in the next couple of months, you're hiking the Appalachian Trail, right? That's the game plan?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm setting out. I'm actually doing an unconventional through hike. It's, they call it a flip-flop.
Okay.
So you start at any point on the trail and go one direction to the end. And then you flip back to that point and go the other direction.
Okay, okay.
And my plan is to start in Virginia, right at the southern entrance of Shenandoah National Park.
Man.
Hike to Maine, and then come back to Shenandoah and hike back home to Georgia.
Wow. So that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. That's the coolest sentence I've ever heard in my life in person. So that so hiking from Virginia to Maine, how far is that?
Let's see. The mile is 864 is the mile of the 2,193 mile Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
So quick math. I mean, there's 1,200 something miles.
And, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's, and then now how will you get, just totally curious. Now, how will you get back from Maine to Virginia? Are you flying back down or how's that work?
My parents will probably come pick me up and make a little, I'm sure they'll make a big travelers. They'll make a road trip out of it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh man. So the whole family kind of gets a little bit of a trip out
right.
of it,
I guess.
Yeah. Wow, man, that is awesome. And now, but you're not just doing that. You're kind of pulling up your roots here, right? You're getting, tell me about that a little bit.
I've just sold my house.
You did sell it.
I did sell it.
Nice.
Yes. Actually closed yesterday.
Whoa. Congrats, man.
Yeah. It's all just been super blessed.
Yeah.
I can't believe how well it's came together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have sold your house.
Sold my house.
And now when does this all start? You call it a through hike? Is that right? Is that, now does that just mean you are hiking through the entire trail? Is that why it's called a through hike?
Right. Yes. A through hike is a hike of the entire trail in 12 months or less.
Okay.
So that's what constitutes a through hike.
So you have 12 months to do this, essentially.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
And now you've sold your house. Where are you just staying with mom and dad right now, getting ready?
Yes. I'm in the final stages of moving out. And I will be for a few weeks before take off. So
I can't believe I forgot this. Now, when does all this? Do you have an exact date in mind? When does this all start?
Yes, I'm starting April 16th.
You're starting April the 16th. Oh my gosh, dude! So less than a month,
right?
Less than a month, and your parents are riding up to Virginia, I would take it?
Yes, they are. They're going to take me up, and we're going to stay right outside the park and then drop me off. And and
that is so awesome. That's crazy.
Go for it, so.
Wow, man. Now, so I don't even know how to ask these questions. How did this idea, where did this come about? Has this something kind of like a lifelong dream? Did it just pop into your head? Or do you have other hiking experience? How does all that work together?
Well, it's been a dream for quite a few years. I went to college at the University of North Georgia in Dahlonega.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, you know, it's right there, right on the AT. And I would go on short day hikes, drive to the trail and just where it crossed the road and just start walking, and you know. Mm. But then, of course, you always have to turn around and come back. And I've always just I remember looking down the trail and just saying, that goes to Maine. I wonder, just there's just so much the unknown and just exciting to me to look up the trail and think, I can walk across, you know.
Yeah. So you're in college at North Georgia, and you're just kind of thinking through, you know, what if I could just keep going, right?
Right, yeah.
So that happens while you're in college, and then does that change? Does that grow? Now you've graduated college. All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, and it's always been in my head as something like, this, I know it's just a goal, you know, that I've wanted to do. And then just here lately, it's just kind of worked out. I'm like, well, you know, I'm in a career change, you know, and then just it's really just came together and and worked out. And so I'm taking the leap and going to try to make it happen.
Yeah. So, wow. That's so awesome. Yeah. So basically it just kind of worked out naturally to where you were like, hey, I'm at a point in my life where I can afford, not like financially, but just in terms of time and commitments, I can afford to kind of pull up and just do this for a while. Is that fair to say? Is that right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
So,
man, that is crazy. Now the next question says, walk me through the actual plan. I think you've done most of that, but so we've got kind of the trip, right? Mom and Dad are going to take you up to Virginia and Shenandoah National Park. You'll start there. You'll, as part of your flip-flop through hike, right? You got to be impressed I got all that, right? You'll go up to Maine, where then Mom and Dad will swing back up and get you and bring you back to the front of Shenandoah again.
Right, yes.
And then you'll go the opposite way. Where do you end in Georgia?
Springer Mountain.
Oh, okay.
Springer Mountain. And just depending, I might, Amicalola Falls State Park.
Yep.
And that's where there's an approach trail. It's like 10 more miles from Springer.
Gotcha.
You can come down and you'll end right there at Amicalola Falls.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Too cool. Now, and again, this is so new to me. How will you communicate with Mom and Dad to say, hey, I'm here, or what is communication like?
Hopefully, most of the time, you shouldn't be able to have cell service, at least every day.
Should not
every
have
day.
Cell service.
No, you will.
You should, on the Appalachian Trail.
At least every day or two.
Really?
You should be able to get some somewhere.
I didn't know that.
Go through towns pretty regularly.
Gotcha.
At least once a week.
Darn. I didn't know that.
Right. The longest stretch without going through a town is the 100-mile wilderness in Maine. Hmm. And that's, you're out there.
Yeah.
And you're on your own through that stretch. But that's the only stretch. You know, you're going to be relatively close to civilization at any point on the on the trail, because there's so many towns.
So that kind of leads to my next question is, so in terms of like your gear and your supplies, you know, food, but also protective gear, clothing, et cetera, are you planning to, do you have strategic stops in towns to refuel, so to speak? Is that how that works?
Yes. Yeah, you do. I don't have a set plan right now because I've read and just thinking about it, it's just going to go out the window the first day, you know.
Really?
There's just so much unknown. There's weather, you know, and just so many things that could set you back. And, you know, if you're some people send resupply boxes to towns, but if you get there, you know, at 6 o'clock on the Friday and the post office is closed until Monday, then you're stuck in town, you know, and that's that can be a lot of money.
Yeah,
waiting for that box if you have something you really need in it.
Right.
And most of the towns have learned that they're capitalizing, you know, on AT hikers.
Yeah.
So they're going to have everything you need.
Yeah.
You'll be able to get it in the towns along the trail.
So your plan is kind of just to stop as needed in the towns that are closest and purchase or rent the stuff that you need as you go.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Should just have to really, there'll be some gear that you should have to replace, like your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just planning on just getting it along the way and kind of figuring out while I go.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, and I think, oh man, that is such a good point in terms of like, so part of it's to you, it sounds to me, it sounds like part of your plan is accepting that it's kind of hard to make a plan with this.
Right. It
right?
is. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, I like to have a little bit of a plan, you know,
yeah,
I'm okay
sure.
with, some yeah. surprises and, you know, just kind of going with it, but
yeah,
it does make me nervous, but you know,
yeah,
it's going to be, yeah. you know, opportunity to grow and just kind of,
absolutely.
You know, just,
100%
get out of my comfort zone. So
no doubt. Are you planning to hike at a certain pace? Are you just kind of enjoying kind of leisure, enjoying the trip, a little bit of both? What is that like?
A little bit of both. I would like, to complete it in about 5 months.
Okay.
And that's roughly 150 days. So
you want to complete it in roughly 150 days.
I would like to, but I don't have a time limit, you know,
mm-hmm.
I want to definitely enjoy it. So I'm not going to try to rush myself or push myself, you know, past my limits.
Sure.
So, but that averages out to about 15 miles a day.
Okay.
And some days you could do a few more and some you'll do a few less, you know, and
mm-hmm.
definitely we'll be taking a few days off, what they call a 0 day. That's when you do 0 miles.
Makes sense.
And, you know, hang out in a town and just let your body rest.
Yeah, no, so, for sure. Okay. Gotcha. So the 0 days will probably not be spent in a tent. They'll be spent in a town, you think?
Right.
Well,
they could be either.
There's no plan.
There's no plan. I guess it depends on, money yeah. and you know, where
mm-hmm.
I'm at. Or,
yeah.
So.
Wow, man. Wow. So, and I guess that was my, how much gear will you carry with you? Can you, and it doesn't have to be everything, because I mean, right. that we'd be here for another, I feel like, hour and a half, which yeah. I'm actually not against. But so, like, all right, on a typical day on the trail, and maybe there is no typical day, but on a typical day on the trail, how much gear are you carrying? Can you just give us some basics that you're always going to have with you?
Right. Yes. Of course. They call it the big three in
okay.
backpacking. And that's your backpack.
Okay.
Your sleeping bag.
Yep.
And your, oh man, I'm blinking.
As long as you don't blank on the trail, it's fine.
And your tent.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so,
makes sense.
Yeah, so I've got a tarp tent,
mm-hmm.
little tent, and it's, yeah, it's just like it's a one-man little tent and pretty, but roomy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and then I've got a sleeping bag,
mm-hmm.
A sleeping pad. You know, it's an air pad. I'm
yeah.
going a little fancy. Some people just do like a
so
foam.
So bougie, Rance. Come on, man.
Some people do like a closed cell foam pad, you know. And
yeah.
I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I could
right.
give me a little
that
comfort.
Would be crazy.
So it would be rough. But yeah, and I'm taking a little stove to cook.
Oh, nice.
To cook a hot meal. And I like my coffee in the mornings.
Yeah.
And
so you'll be bringing like some Folgers with you or,
right,
or
yeah,
just in the bag?
It's probably some kind of instant coffee.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Nice.
Have coffee in the mornings and then a warm hot meal at night. And
so hot meals, what does that consist of? How does that work?
Either, you know, they make the freeze-dried like backpacker meals that are all, and you just add water into the bag mm-hmm. and stir it up and let it sit.
Gotcha.
And I'll be trying to do some of those, but they're definitely expensive
mm-hmm.
on the pricey side.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll add up quick. So probably a lot of people do like the Knorr pasta sides or rice sides.
Yeah.
And just add like some kind of protein, like a tuna packet or a chicken packet
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And
too funny, man.
So that probably dehydrated meals for the most part.
Yeah. And then, right. Where now, water supply?
Water supply, yes, that's another big thing. I'm taking a Sawyer squeeze.
Okay.
It's a filter.
Okay.
So you can screw it on a smart water bottle
mm-hmm.
and then you just filter the water through it and it filters out all the bad stuff and they last forever. So
I was gonna ask, how often do you have to swap out that filter?
It should be good for the whole trip.
So you can just kinda dunk your water bottle in the river, so
right.
to speak.
And then you put that on there and then just drink straight from
get
it.
Get out of town.
But
wow, that is so cool. How are mom and dad doing? How do they feel? Are they excited for you? A little nervous? Is that both?
I'm both, for sure. And I think my mom's she's a little more excited, I think, than my dad. I don't
really.
Yeah,
I would have thought it would be the other way.
No,
okay.
My dad, I know he's excited, and he's been super supportive. They both have, and my mom as well. They've been awesome about the whole thing, but. Yeah, my mom, she's a hiker as well. She likes hiking, and she's actually going to hike with me for the first day. And
cool.
I'm sure we'll maybe come meet me somewhere else and do some hikes along the way.
Oh, well, that's so important to know. Okay, cool. So you think, mom, well, she's going to start it with you the first day.
Yes.
and then she may kind of pop up in some different locales and just meet you and do a few days.
Hopefully so, yeah.
Cool.
Hopefully so. And
nice.
Yeah. But
that's, man, that's, well, it's cool because, like, that's a long time to be by yourself.
It is, you're right. And there's going to be a lot of people out there, you know, and okay. Everybody's.
Tell me about that. Yeah. So is it, do you think you're going to find some, lack of a better word, buddies to just kind of go with, or is it just kind of waving to people as you pass each other? What does that look like?
You know, it can change, but I hope to definitely find some people that I can just hike with and, you know, go through the lawn. They call it your tramily, your trail, tramily. Trail family.
Nice.
I'm hoping to find one and, but there should be a lot of people out there. That's one of my reasons I'm doing the flip flop.
Uh-huh.
It's because a lot of people are starting, like they've been starting for the last month,
uh-huh.
or some people started back in January.
Mm.
There's a lot of hikers starting, and so and there's expecting, like this year from what I've read and kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
That it's going to be a really crowded year.
Huh.
And so I'm trying to avoid those crowds by starting in Virginia.
Got it.
So I'm kind of just jumping ahead. So I should be ahead of the big, they call it the hiker bubble.
Okay.
So I should be ahead of that, you Man. Know, most of the way. And
so much vocabulary.
There's a lot of lingo that goes with the
yeah. It's a whole like subculture.
Community. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
That's too cool, man. I see so many parallels to what you're doing, and I'm not even. I mean, I'm a pastor by nature, but I'm not even trying to spiritualize it. I'm not trying to Jesus juke, to use a word from my culture. But there are so many parallels, like the importance of not being by yourself all the time. The fact when you said that you kind of have to plan for the fact that there is no plan,
right.
That kind of reminds me, like I think it's James 4 where James talks about, you know, we say that today and tomorrow we'll do this, this, and this, but it's really if the Lord wills and how that's about
right.
that good tension between having a being wise and having a plan, but not worshiping that plan, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
Just endurance and having that mindset. And I don't know, there's just so many parallels, I feel like. And this is totally your thing. Is there any particular, and maybe not, is there any particular thing that you hope to kind of, to get from, to look back on this and say, this was, you know, is the goal just to finish, or is there something that you want to get out of this for yourself? What's the motivation?
Right. It's just the journey, really, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I definitely want to, I hope to look inward and learn and grow and learn a lot about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge, you know, I hope to gain some confidence, you know, in myself and my abilities.
Yeah.
Physical and mental, you know, emotional and spiritual.
Yeah.
Just all around. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and definitely I hope to grow closer to God, you know, get out there in nature. That's absolutely. Where that's where I feel closest
yeah.
to God.
Yeah.
And just yeah, just immerse myself in the beauty and just, you know, just kind of
yes.
take a time out and just get away and kind of just
100%, man. I think that sounds so awesome. You know, it's funny, we have just to kind of close this out, we always try to have like a further resources section. And there's not, you know, there's obviously very important resources on hiking the Appalachian Trail. But one of the things that you and I both have in common is that we've both read most of a book by a guy named Bill Bryson called A Walk in the Woods.
Right.
Right? Can you just kind of sum up what that, if someone's listening and they're like, what is that about? Can you just kind of sum it up real quick as to what that book is about?
Sure. Yeah. It follows the story of Bill Bryson and,
yep.
He's an older gentleman.
Nice.
Just one day,
to put lightly,
yeah,
nice.
out of shape, just
hiking experience.
No
at
hiking
all.
Experience. And one day he just decides he's out and just looks up the trail and is like, "Well, I'm gonna go for this. I'm gonna do it." And I think all his family and friends are like, "You're crazy."
Yeah.
But he sets out. He sits out with one of his old buddies. Named Katz. And. He convinces him to do it, and I think Katz is in worse shape than Bill is, and but they do it, and I'm not sure if they ever actually complete the entire
right.
thing, but
right.
they do a good bit of it, and it just the book's just a funny story and of their experiences out there, and he packs in a ton of history and, you know, information about the AT and like and just a lot of stuff and surrounding it, and it's just a funny book. It's got a lot of
Just a fun info. Place to start. Yeah,
yeah, it
for
is.
Someone curious it is. To learn a little more, but also really enjoy the read. A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson. Man, Rance, I could be here for forever just asking you all these questions, but we wish you the best of luck. We'll be praying for you for sure.
Thank you.
And man, thanks for being with us today.
Sure. It's a pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
For more information on this topic, message us on Instagram at PVN College. Listen to the PVN College podcast through Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Watch this podcast on Instagram TV at PVN College or on our YouTube page, Pleasant Valley North. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time. That's a wrap. Dude, man.